Okay, everybody's muted except me, so.
Whoever's hosting the ship, I could ask them to be in charge of the muting. Last week was very disruptive. We had to stop the ship twice.
I don't know who's in charge.
If Mr. Willens set it up, it's on automatically right now. He's going to drop in from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to hope that everybody plays by the rules.
Okay, we ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, I'm muting and I'll start the recorder.
Bruchim aboy in Parshas Yisroi. Of course, in Parshas Yisroi, the central theme is Matan Torah, and we would like Be'ezus Hashem to look at a certain aspect of the parasha of Kabbalah Satayu. In Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Dalad, the opening pasuk with regard to Kabbalah Satayu is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu the following: Atem Re'isem, you have seen Asher Asisi LeMitzrayim. You have seen everything that I did to Mitzrayim, I did for you in Mitzrayim. Those are the opening words. Va'ato anal, im shomoya tishma ubekoili, if you will listen, you Klal Yisrael will listen to my voice, ushmartem es brisi, and you will safeguard the covenant, and this will be Kabbalah Satayr. So we would like to know, first up, why in the introduction to Kabbalah Satayr does HaKadosh Baruch Hu refer to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Atem Re'isem Asher Osisi LeMitzrayim. You have seen that which I did in Mitzrayim. That's true. But what has that got to do with Kabbalah Satayra? Surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have simply begun by offering them the Torah and launching straight into all the instructions on how to prepare for Matan Torah. But that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins. Rather, with these words, Atem Re'isem, you have seen Asher Osisi LeMitzrayim. That would seem to be indicative of the fact that Geulat Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, in some way seems to be connected to Matan Torah. And we would like to try and explain this. A further question that we'd like to ask, and this is a question asked by many of the Mefarshim, the Abar Benel asks it on this very pasuk, and this is a colossal question. Why was it at this point in our history that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to give the Torah? Why indeed did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not give the Torah to Odom HaRishon or to Avram, Yitzchak, the Yaakov? Why now? And of course, as you've all guessed, those two questions really answer each other. We need to try and explain it. Because if we can only explain that yes, indeed, Kabbalah Satayra is linked to Yetzias Mitzrayim, well, obviously, that answers the Abar Benel's question. The Torah could not possibly have been given prior to this point, because for some reason, Yetzias Mitzrayim had to happen first. And that obviously needs explanation. So those are the two points that we'd like to try and explain. Number one, the actual wording of the pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem Re'isem Asher Osisi LeMitzrayim, you have seen that which I have done for you in Mitzrayim. Why that introduction? Why is that relevant to Matan Torah? And furthermore, more generally, the question of the Abar Benel, which is the question of many Mefarshim, why now? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not give the Torah to Odom HaRishon on the day one of the Bria? Or at least to Avram, Yitzhak, V'Yaakov? In order to try and answer these questions, we have to indeed understand what Matan Torah is all about and how indeed it really is connected, very much connected, to Geulas Mitzrayim. In Parashas Emor, we will find there in Perek Chav Gimel all the Moyadim. Eile Moyadei, all of the Moyadim. And the Torah goes through them, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemoy, one by one, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. There is, however, a very strange phenomenon there. And that is, every single one of the Moyadim, besides for one, begin with the words, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemoy. This is now the Yom Tov of Pesach. This is now the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. This is now the Yom Tov of Sukkos. The one exception is Shavuos. Shavuos does not begin with those words. There is no prefacing by Dabar Hashem El Moshe Lemur. Rather, the Yom Tov of Pesach, following which it says, and you shall count from Pesach 7 weeks, and then you get to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. But it does not write the words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not preface the Yom Tov of Shavuos with the words, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemoir, as he does all the other Moyadim without exception, except for Shavuos. And this obviously needs explanation. Furthermore, it's actually not written in the Torah in that parasha what in fact is the calendar date for Shavuos. With regard to all the other Moyadim, the Torah clearly writes on what day of the year the Yom Tov takes place. Rosh Hashanah, first day of the 7th month, Tishri. Pesach, 15th of the 1st month. Yom Kippur, Sukkos. With regard to Shavuos, it's all rather anonymous. All it says is, 49 days, 7 days from, 7 weeks from Pesach, and then you arrive at the Yom Tov of Shavuos. But it doesn't actually say what that calendar date is. 6th of Sivan doesn't say that. Why indeed not? Now, we know that the Yom Tov of Shavuos has several names, at least in the Torah. In one place in Parshas Re'eh, it's referred to as Chag Shavuos. In Parshas Mishpatim, next week, it's referred to as Chag HaKotzir. In Parshas Pinchas, it's referred to as Yoim HaBikurim. But we know that in Chazal, Shavuos is referred to by a different name, and it's called Atzeres. In many places, in the Mishnayos, in the Gemara, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is referred to as Atzeres. And interestingly enough, even though in the Torah in Parshas Pinchas, it's called Yom HaBikurim, but the Targum on that pasuk says, Ba'atzas Rechoin, on the Atzeres. So we see that that particular name of the Yom Tov is referred to by the Targum, albeit not written clearly in the Torah. What does this name, what does this word Atzeres mean? This obviously rings a bell for us because there is one other Yom Tov clearly called Atzeres, and that's Shmini Atzeres. At the end of Sukkos, a 7-day Yom Tov followed by Shmini Atzeres. Is there any connection? Is that just a coincidence that Shmini Atzeres shares a name with the Yom Tov of Shavuos, also called Atzeres? Says the Ramban in Parshas Emor, no coincidence whatsoever. In fact, it means exactly the same. The Ramban writes, Atzeres ne'etzar hakol. Ne'etzar, everything comes to a culmination. Just as, he says, you have the 7 days of Pesach, of Sukkos, excuse me, and that brings you to the finale, which is the Shmini or Atzeres, which is the culmination, the climax of the Yom Tov, exactly the same is true with Pesach. You have Pesach. What is the climax? What is the Shmini or Atzeres of Pesach? And the answer is Shavuos. So much so that the Ramban writes a phenomenal thing. He says, the 7 weeks in between Pesach and Shavuos are like Chol HaMoed. Just like when you have Sukkot, you have a Yom Tov in the beginning and a Yom Tov at the end. Between the first day and the climax, you have Chol HaMoed, says the Ramban, to a certain degree, that's how you have to look at Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach is the beginning of the Yom Tov. Shavuos is the Atzeres, it's the Shmini Atzeres, it is indeed that eighth day, such that the days in between, the 49 days, are in fact considered as if they were Chol HaMoed, just like you find in the Yom Tov of Sukkot. This clearly needs explanation, and we'll try and explain it in a moment. But at least the Ramban has given us the key. The Ramban has revealed the secret. Is there a connection between Shavuos and Pesach? Absolutely there is. Because Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach. It's the Shmini Atzeres. In fact, the way the Ramban defines it for us, it's really one Yom Tov. It's one long Yom Tov. The first days are in fact what we call Chag HaPesach, followed by that lengthy Chol HaMoed, with the grand finale being Shavuos. And so of course, that answers very neatly, why is it that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is not prefaced by the words Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Leimer, and the answer is, it doesn't need to have a new preface because it's not a new Yom Tov. Pesach did receive that introduction, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Leimer. That is the introduction to the entire Yom Tov. Just like with regard to Sukkot, even though the Torah describes the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres also is not prefaced by the words Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Leimer. Why not? Because it's not a new instruction. It's the last day of Sukkot. So too, Shavuos is the last day of Pesach. It is the Atzeres of Pesach. And that's why indeed it does not receive a new introduction, because it's not a new Yom Tov. And that also explains for us why the calendar date of Shavuos is not written. When is Shavuos? The answer is, Shavuos is 49 days after Pesach. It's a continuation of Pesach. It is indeed not a new Yom Tov. There is no necessity to spell out the date of Chag HaShavuos. It's not an independent Yom Tov. And in fact, Rabbeinu Bachai says so quite clearly in Parashas Emor. And he says, Loi hizkira ha-Torah. The Torah does not mention Chag HaShavuos independently on which particular calendar date it falls, like it does with all other Yomim Tovim. Why not? Says Rabbeinu Bachai, Bol alameid, because this comes to teach us, ki hu chag nigrar. It is a Yom Tov that follows Achar Mitzvah HaOmer. When was the Mitzvah HaOmer? On Pesach. It follows that. It's not a freestanding Yom Tov. It's fascinating to point out, there is a very bizarre looking sif in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, I'm not sure if this is the general custom, but the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchas Sfiras Oimer, Tof Tzadi Dalad, that there is a minhag that at the time that you count Sfiras Oimer from Shkia, you should not do any melacha. I'm not sure, as I mentioned, if this is the general custom, but it does say so in the Shulchan Aruch. One of the Gedolei Apoiskim, the Matei Moshe, who lived about 300 or 400 years ago, says, do you know why you don't do malacha at the time of Sfiras HaOmer? He quotes the Ramban that we just mentioned, because these days are like Chol HaMoed. And on Chol HaMoed, there is also, to an extent, an Issa malacha. Obviously, nobody is claiming that these days are absolutely Chol HaMoed, but they have that element of Chol HaMoed in them. That's why, at least for a few moments every day, one doesn't do malacha. It really has the reach of Chol HaMoed from Pesach to Shavuos. So we've clearly seen in the Ramban, and by the way, Rabbeinu Bachai says exactly the same, that Shavuos is a continuation. Not just a continuation, it's in fact the finale of Pesach. Just like Shmini Atzeres is the finale of the first days of Sukkot. But this needs explanation. In what way indeed is it the finale? Why indeed are these two Yomim Tovim connected? I understand the Ramban says they are. Shavuos is called Atzeres. It's the Shmini Atzeres. That's why there's no new introduction in Parashas Emor Vaydabar Hashem El Moshe Lemor. It doesn't need a new introduction. It's the end. It's the closing. It's the culmination of Chag HaPesach. But why indeed so? And here we arrive at the Yesod, and this is the Yesod that I wanted to share with you this evening. And the Yesod is a famous one, and it appears in the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vov, when he discusses the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and he says as follows. Klal Yisrael's existence, he says, is for the Torah. We have no other raison d'etre. That is our entire tachlis, the Torah. And he says, Vehi ha'ikar hasiba. This is the prime fundamental reason shenigalu v'yotsu mimitzrayim. This is in fact why we left Mitzrayim. Kedei sheyekablu ha'Torah b'Sinai. Well, that's it. He's given away the secret. Why is Shavuos the culmination of Pesach? Because if you don't have a Shavuos, then indeed there's no purpose in celebrating Pesach. Klal Yisrael were taken out of Mitzrayim, not so much to be freed from Paroi, but rather to become Avdei Hashem, to accept the Torah. Shebishvil zeh, says the Sefer HaChinuch, it is for this reason and for this reason only, Sheheim Nig'olim, that they were indeed redeemed from Mitzrayim. V'hi tachlis hatoiva shalohem. And this is the ultimate goodness for Klal Yisrael. And he says an incredible line, V'inyan godoil. This is a tremendous inyan. Yoiser, bigger still than avdus, mecheirus me'avdus. More important was the freedom from servitude to paroi, was the fact that they were mekabel the Torah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch that this is why we count the Sefiras HaOmer, to show our anticipation and our excitement towards Kabbalah HaTorah. And when indeed do we start counting? We start counting on Pesach. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, one moment, why do we start counting on the second day of Pesach then? Why don't we begin right from the beginning, the first day of Pesach? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, it's a good question, but we wanted to reserve that day for the moment to concentrate on the actual Geula of Mitzrayim. So I see from the Sefer HaChinuch that essentially, when should we have begun anticipating, counting down or counting up towards Matan Torah? From the very first moment of Pesach. For a technicality, we don't, so we begin the next day. But this is the Yesod, Rabbi say. That's why, and that's how we understand the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai. In what way is Shavuos the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach? In what way, when we learn Parashas Yisroi, is it very much a connection and a continuation, in fact, a culmination of all the parashas we have learned in Sefer Shemois until this point? And the answer is because this was the purpose. Shemois Vo'eiro, Boy, Beshalach was all a lead up to Parshas Yisrael. This is in fact why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And in fact, he said so clearly to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because right there from the beginning in Parshas Shemois, when our story began, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu in Perek Gimel, tell them, tell Klal Yisrael, that I will take this nation out of Mitzrayim, ta'avdun eso Elohim. They shall serve God al ha'hor hazeh, on this mountain. Which mountain? On the mountain of Sinai. From the day one, right from the beginning of the Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maps it all out for us. And he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them that this is the purpose. Says Rashi, if you're wanting to know, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, why indeed am I taking them out? Sheharei asidim, because they are destined, lekabel ha-Torah al-Hahor hazeh. That is the purpose. That is the entire reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. It's fascinating to note that on every single Yom Tov, as we know, there is a chiyuv to be besimcha. Besomachta b'chagecha. You will not find at all written in the Torah that there is a mitzvah to be besimcha on Pesach. It does say so with regards to Sukkot, obviously, Zman Simchaseinu. And it is written twice in the parasha of Shavuos. So Chazal say, why is it written twice? And the answer is, one of those psukim that refer to the union of Simcha is spare, so it's used for Pesach. Isn't that strange? The mitzvah of Simcha is not written clearly in the parasha of Pesach. Where do we find the instruction to be besimcha on Pesach? We find it written on Shavuos. According to the way we've explained, it's Hafla Vofela. There is no mitzvah to be besimcha on Pesach unless you're planning to have a Shavuos. Pesach is indeed not a freestanding Yom Tov. It's the introduction to Shavuos. So the Torah therefore does not write the mitzvah of Simcha specifically with regard to Pesach, because there's nothing yet to be besimcha about, unless you're going to arrive at the Atzeres. Unless this is going to arrive at the culmination, the Atzeres, the Shmini Atzeres of Pesach, you're going to be mekabel the Torah, then indeed you can be besimcha on Pesach. I think we now have a deeper insight to that which we say on Seder night. The Chochem asks his question, Moha'edos v'hachukim v'mishpotim, and we answer him. The Rosha asks his question, Moho avoida azos lachem, and we answer him very sharply, and we tell him, had you been there, you wouldn't have been redeemed. You would never have been zoicha to Geulas Mitzrayim. Why not? The answer is, look at the difference between the Chochem's question and the Rosh's question. The Chacham asks, Mo ho edus v'achukim v'amishpotim, I want to know all the halachas, I want to know about all the mitzvahs. Ah, you're interested in Torah, so you can be included in Geulas Mitzrayim. The Rosha has no interest in asking about the mitzvahs. Mo avoida azois lochem, a mocking look at what Klal Yisrael are doing. But he's not interested to learn more and find out about the mitzvahs, find out about the Torah. In which case we tell him, as far as you're concerned, there was no purpose in being redeemed from Mitzrayim in the first place. If you're not interested in Shavuos, then you've got nothing to celebrate on Pesach. Had you been there, you never would have been redeemed. There is a fascinating Hosafa. Ma nishtano halaylo hazeh mikol halaylois. One of the questions is, on every night of the year, we have chometz and matzah. And yet, on Pesach, we only have matzah. The Abar Benel fascinatingly says, do you know what the question really is all about? Korban Pesach is in fact a korban of thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the name of a thanksgiving korban? It's a korban toidah. But every korban toidah is accompanied by 40 loaves of bread, part chometz and part matzah. Says the Abar Benel, that's the question over here. A normal korban toidah has chometz and matzah. So why is a Korban Pesach, which is also a Korban Taidah, there's no chametz to be seen? There's only matzah. Ma nishtanu alaylo azeh? Why is this Korban Taidah different to all other Korbanos Taidah? They have chametz and matzah. This only has matzah. A wonderful question. So what's the answer? Listen to a phenomenal Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer, he quotes this Abarbanel, and he says, look at the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Which carbon are we makriv on Shavuos? Shtei halechem. Two breads of chametz. If you wanted to know, your korban taida on Pesach, I see the matzah. Where's the chametz? The answer is, you'll find it on Shavuos. Says the Chassam Sofer, Shehu tashlumin lekorban Pesach. According to everything we've quoted in the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachai and the Chinuch, this is indeed Devarim Nifloim. You want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the question? Why is our thanksgiving incomplete? A normal Korban Torah has chametz and matzah. Why on Pesach is it incomplete? There's only chametz. I don't see the matzah. Sorry, I see the matzah. I don't see the chametz. Why is our Torah incomplete? Answers the Chassam Sofer. You'll find the end of the Haidah on Shavuos. Shtei Halechem. Shtei Halechem is also a Korban Taidah. The Ramban writes so clearly. So this fits in so perfectly with our theme. The Haidah and the Simcha of Pesach is indeed incomplete until you arrive at Shavuos. That indeed is the Atzeres. That's the culmination. That brings it to a close. You begin your Haidah on Pesach with the Matzah. It finishes on Shavuos with the Chametz. You have come out of Mitzrayim, but for what purpose? In order to be Mekabel the Torah. Then, and only then, says the Chassam Sofer, is your Torah complete. So we see a phenomenal Yesod right across the board over here. That Matan Torah, and therefore the Chag HaShavuos, which celebrates Matan Torah, is in fact the Atzeres of Pesach. It's the grand finale. It's the Tachlis, it's the culmination of Pesach. But I think we have to add one more line. Not only is Shavuos and Matan Torah the tachlis of Geulat Mitzrayim, but it works in two directions. Geulat Mitzrayim is the introduction to Matan Torah. In what way is Geulat Mitzrayim the introduction to Matan Torah? And the answer, of course, lies in the most famous Ramban of them all, the Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy, when he says that Geulas Mitzrayim taught us Emuna, to have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says the following words, Sheheim Yesoid HaTorah Kula. Emuna is the Yesoid of the Torah. He says, if anybody doesn't believe it, then you have no chelek b'toiras Moshe. If you have no emuna, then you are detached from the Torah. What does this remind us of course? When the Gemara tells us in Makkos that all of the Torah, 613 mitzvahs, can be encapsulated in three brief words. Tzadik be'emunosoi Yichya. That's the Yesod HaTorah. Tzadik be'emunosoi Yichya, says the Marasha, it's true. There are 613 mitzvahs in totality. They are really all subsumed, all incorporated in one yesoid. And that is emuna. Emuna is the yesoid HaTorah. That's why you'll find that any mitzvah that is connected to emuna is considered the yesoid of the Torah. What would be an example? Shabbos. The Chayyadam tells us, the Mishnah Brura quotes this in his introduction to Hilcha Shabbos, that Shabbos is the Yesoid Emuna. It's the day that we stop and we remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and continues to run it. And he quotes the Chazal, if you keep Shabbos, that's like keeping all of Torah. Why? The answer is, because Shabbos is all about Emuna. That is the Yesoid HaTorah. We, here in Eretz Yisrael, are in the year of Shmita. What does it say in the beginning of Parashas Bahar? Bahar Sinai, that famous Rashi. Why is Shmita quoted with reference to Har Sinai? After all the mitzvahs were given on Sinai. And the answer is because Shmita is about Emuna. Shmita is in fact called in the Torah Shabbos Shabbosin. We have a year of Shabbos. A year to be Mischazik and Emuna. That's why Sinai and Kabbalah HaTorah is mentioned. Because this indeed is the Yesoid of all of the Torah. And that therefore is the Yesoid of Chag HaPesach. As the Ramban writes, that's why in so many mitzvahs we say Zeicha Letzias Mitzrayim. Because that is the basis of all of Torah. Because it is the basis of Emuna. As the Sefer Achinuch writes in the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ki hu yesoid godoil va'amud chazak. This is the pillar, the foundation of Torah seinu uve'emuna seinu. We learn this from Mitzrayim. Emuna, our basis of Emuna, it all comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why, in the opening line of the Aseres Hadibros, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses Klal Yisrael, what does he say? Onoichi Hashem Eloikecho. He does not say, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world. Rather, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asher Hoitzeisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim. Says Rashi, why did I take you out of Mitzrayim? She'tiyu Meshubodim Li. That is the basis. The tremendous emuna that was gained by the whole saga of Geulas Mitzrayim, that must be the introduction to Torah. Because Torah, the Yesod of Torah, is emuna. In which case, I think all of our questions have really now been answered. The Abar Benel asks, why was it at this point in our history that we were mekabel the Torah? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not give the Torah to Adam HaRishon, to Avram, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov? And the answer is because they had to go through Golos Mitzrayim and the Geula. They had to see the Esemakos. They had to see Makas Bechoros. They had to see Kriyas Yamsuf. They had to get to a stage of Vayar Yisrael Esayoda Gdoilo Asheroso Hashem B'Mitzrayim. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdoi. Once they arrived at the chizuk in emuna, then and only then are they ready to be mekabel the Torah. That was the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yes, Shavuos is the culmination, the grand finale of Pesach, but Pesach is very much the introduction to Shavuos. It's the building, it's the chizuk of our emuna. And as the Ramban writes, that is Yesoid Kol HaTorah Kulo. So if we come back to the very first pasuk that we began with, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu begin his address to Klal Yisrael with regard to the introduction to Matan Torah? And he says, Atem Re'isem Asher Osisi LeMitzrayim. You have seen all that I have done in Mitzrayim. That's true. But what's that got to do with Matan Torah? And the answer is, it has everything to do with Matan Torah. Because if you saw Asher Osisi LeMitzrayim, now that you have seen everything that I did in Mitzrayim, the Nisim Gluyim, the Makos Bechoros, the Geula, the Kriyas Yamsuf, now and only now, you are indeed ready to be Mekabel the Torah. And all of this, I found in a few brief words on that very pasuk in the Rabbeinu Bachai. And I quote, Atem roisem yusu asher osisi lemitzrayim. Chilas divrei shlichusoi. The beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's shlichus, the first message he has to transmit to Klal Yisrael, inyan ha-hashkocha. That emuno in hashkocha sakodesh baruchu, shehi ikar ha-toiro. That is the ikar ha-toiro. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about the downfall of Mitzrayim, and he saved Klal Yisrael miraculously, this clearly demonstrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach in the world. Va'al Kain Omar, and that's why, says Rabbeinu Bachai, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asher Osisi LeMitzrayim. What is he referring to? The Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Va'atem Re'isem Ze Be'eineichem. And you saw all of this with your eyes. So this, therefore, I think, completes the picture. When we learn about Chag HaShavuos, we see there is no introduction of Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. There is no calendar date. It's called the Atzeres. It's the grand finale of Geulas Mitzrayim. In fact, that was the purpose. And if you don't celebrate Shavuos, then you have nothing to celebrate on Pesach either. The Rosha is not interested in learning about Torah, so we tell him, well, quite frankly, you wouldn't have been redeemed from Mitzrayim because there's no Tachlis for you. The Korban Toida of Pesach is incomplete, says the Chasam Sofer, when you bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, now it's complete. Now the mitzvah of Simcha is indeed complete. Matan Torah is the tachlis of Mitzrayim. But Geulas Mitzrayim is indeed the introduction to Torah. Because the yesod of the Torah is emuna. And if you don't have emuna, says the Ramban, you have no chelak in Torah. We daven every day, v'sein chelkeinu v'seir osecho. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us our chelek in Torah. Well, says the Ramban, if you don't have emuna and bitochin, then you have no chelek in Torah, so you have nothing to daven for. So in this year of Shemitah, where we are being mischazik in our avoida of emuna and bitochin, which is the aside of kol ha-Torah kula, we understand that it all began with Yitzias Mitzrayim. That all began with the fact that Klal Yisrael only arrived at this Dargah of Emuno when it came to Geulas Mitzrayim. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdoi. And that, as the Ramban explains, is why we have so many mitzvahs, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the basis of Kol HaTorah Kula. Pesach is the introduction to Shavuos. And Shavuos is the culmination of Pesach. And that's why, in that very first posuk, Atem Reisem Asher Asisi LeMitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the very first posuk, makes clear reference to that emuna that was gleaned in Mitzrayim. That is the basis for Kabbalah Satira, because as mentioned, emuna is the aside of Kol Hatera Kula. So I wish everybody a very good Shabbos.
Shikar.
Oh, God.